Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, we're building up to a weekend which has just got the most humongous fight night on Sunday night. It's something we might never see again. Well, especially in Goodison, you never know whether Everton might move ground eventually. But this is certainly a one-off. And let's talk to another man who's involved in it. It's one of three Smith brothers on the bill that night. Let's talk with Paul Smith Jr. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Steve.
It is a one-off. It must feel pretty special. Even, you know, for you guys, you've boxed so many places, so many arenas, venues, places in the city. But this must feel a bit different, Paul.
It does. It's my first stadium fight anyway. So, you know, I've got 43 fights now, and to get on in a stadium, especially this late in my career, it's great, and I really can't wait. I'm delighted for Bellew. Honestly, I am, man. It's his dream come true. He's fighting Goodison for the world title. We all know how much of a, I'd like to say, bad bitter blue, but he's a mad blue, isn't he? You know what I mean? He's a passionate blue, and for him to get the fight at Goodison Park is some achievement for him and some experience for him, and it'll be amazing to see him crown world champion. And it's a nice bonus that I'm on the undercard as well, as me two brothers as well, because, you know, it's a good achievement for us to have three on the same show as well. The day may come when we have four on the same bill, but three would be the next best thing.
I was going to say, you've not had three on the same show before, is that right?
We've had a couple, but we've never had three, no.
Now, Stephen obviously fighting, Callum as well. Liam will fight the week after. It's a shame that the four aren't on the same one. That's obviously got to do with promoters and what have you. But the three of you who are fighting, are you going to come sort of back-to-back in the bill? Do you know that yet?
No, we'll probably never come back-to-back on shows. Same with fighters from our gym, just because of Joe, you know, the trainer, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
If I'm in the ring fighting and then Stephen's on straight away after me, Stephen can't warm up. And he'll have no one to warm him up and go through the tactics and everything else beforehand. So there's always a fight in between. It's always staggered. So I think the running order, the fight, the preliminary running order is myself first, then Callum, and then Stephen, just before the main event. So it'll be me and then someone else, then Callum and someone else, then Stephen, someone else, or Stephen and Bell, you straight away. So you have someone in between just so it gives a bit of time to warm up with Joe.
And there's some other brilliant fights. Of course, there are Pricey's in there. Masher's involved as well. It's a top lineup. If you are local and you're heading to that fight, you have literally got every fight someone who you're passionately going to back and get behind.
Well, I think it's a bargain. You know, some of the tickets, the £40 tickets, you're going to be paying £40 to watch. You'll pay more than that for the Premier League game for 90 minutes and the 15 minutes half time. You pay £40 for the ticket here for this fight. You're going to be watching boxing from 4 o'clock when it starts, right the way through to 11 o'clock, the main event. You're watching a world title fight. You're going to watch about three other title fights, sorry, not world title fights. And then you're going to watch about eight or ten other, you know, warm-up fights, so to speak, with the likes of myself, big Pricey. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing Pricey back. I think he's got a hell of a lot to offer. I think he's been unfairly written off in the past, and I've said this from the time where he started getting written off. You know, I haven't just jumped on the bandwagon recently because he's come back. I've always defended Pricey a lot in the way that I believe he's got so much left to offer. You know, and he's a massive, exciting heavyweight, and I know what he can do, and hopefully the confidence will come back, and the rest will show, and he'll reach his potential, which I believe he's got. And it'd be great to see him in Goodison Park, even though he can't have his it. You'll never walk alone on. So who will ask him at that?
Is he not allowed it, Paul?
No, there's been an article yesterday being released by Sky Sports saying Goodison have told him not to use it, which I can sort of understand. You don't want to cause any aggro or any bother on the night, but it's a bit petty at the end of the day. You know, it's just a song, and I don't think Bellew would be stopped having Z cars at Anfield, and I don't think anyone would really mind about it. It's boxing, it's not football, but, you know, we'll have to just get in there and get on with it. That is just regular music, you know. I've had one song being played before I fight for 43 times for 13 years, so something to change it for me would be a bit different as well, but it's boxing at the end of the day, it's not football, so I think there'll be hundreds of thousands of blues maybe screaming for them anyway to win.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.